a top draw save, and like you say, majorly important for the 3 points that we got.
And the shot when he hit it, I mean, it looked like it was in, Bobby.
Yeah, and only a top class goalkeeper with a strong wrist and good reactions would save that, and that's exactly what we've got in Stocker.
Let's talk about yourself. Scoring again, your second game running. And an important time to score as well, Bobby, straight after the interval.
Yeah, settled the nerves. We've created a lot of chances first half, and it just wasn't really falling for myself or Toma in the box. Solly and Murph done tremendous today. Created a lot of chances and put lots of balls in the box, but thankfully that ball dropped to me second half and managed to put it away.
You've played with a few decent wingers in your career. How good is Solly March?
Yeah, he's very good. He can go both ways, and he's very quick, and he's these two are being silly behind me. And he's a top door player, you know. So he's got a bright future and ever ahead of him, and you know, we're just looking forward to him continuing that form that he's in.
One of the things today, Bobby, was not just the tricks which he's now he's got, but that delivery into the box as well.
Yeah, today was a day that he produced a lot of balls into the box, and you know, at half time the coaches said to myself and Tom, you know, you need to make sure you're in there, you need to make sure that you're on the end of those balls, and it wasn't necessarily a cross, it was a save from the keeper, but we was in there, was in the right space and managed to tap it home.
Tom Ahmed, it's not quite falling for in the box, but just talk about his work rate, Bobby.
Yeah, Tom was brilliant, you know, and I'm as desperate for him than anyone really for him to score, because he literally is doing everything right. He's working so hard for the team, and even the gaffer said in the changing room afterwards, you know, you're doing everything right, and it's just one of them spells, and everyone goes through him, and he'll score, and you know, every single player will be on top of him celebrating, because he's a very good player and instrumental for us.
Yeah, and he seems very popular as well, Bob. He seems to be one of these guys, he doesn't complain, so just gets on with it.
Yeah, exactly that. He's a very good player, and he's played at a very good standard, so we've all got our fingers crossed that he can score soon, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of people on his back, silence those guys and get us 3 points.
The club have brought in James Wilson. What does that say about the Albion, Bobby?
Yeah, certainly. It's a great signing, and it shows the direction we want to go. You know, we're in a great position. It would almost be foolish not to keep going on the front foot, and the two signings that we have done speak volumes.
I know you've only been with him for a day or two, but what have you heard about James? What, you know, what does he bring to the side, Bobby?
My understanding is he's a very, very good finisher, and he's exactly what we need, really. You know, someone that can put the ball away. So he was very unfortunate today, but he's shown what he can do. One of his first touches was to get it out of his feet and smash one across the face of the goal. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a great success for us.
And defensively, the Albion needed to be strong today. The lads in the commentary, Warren Aspel was talking about the contribution from the skipper today.
Yeah, the back four, week in, week out, have been superb for us, and those guys don't get a lot of credit, but they are, you know, they're the reason we've really got the record that we have done and unbeaten. So, you know, back four wise, they're doing a great job, and fingers crossed they can continue that.
You've said it, Bobby, still unbeaten. And every time it looks as if that may end or whatever, this side seems to pull something. What is it about this side? What is it about the character of this side?
Yeah, we all want to win. We certainly don't want to be beaten. We are literally hanging on to that record, and we want to extend it. As I say, you know, all over the park, everyone's willing to work, and we're doing well. We just want to continue that.
And Derby win last night, does that sort of bring, you know, think, come on, we can win today? And
yeah, I mean, listen, the division is so tight, and it always will be. It's just down to ourselves to take each game as it comes. Very cliche, but it is. We've just got to focus on the games and remain unbeaten. Ultimately, that means points.
Talk about yourself, Bobby. 65 minutes today, an hour at Burnley last week. How's the fitness coming along?
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. You know, to wrap me up in cotton wool during the week. So it's hard to get a fitness, but playing minutes we'll add to that. So yeah, pleased, and pleased the way it's all going. So yeah,
the listeners can't see, you've got a wry smile on your face. I mean, you know it's tough, you know, you're near 90 minutes, Bobby. Could you play 90 minutes?
Possibly, you know, if there's no subs left, then yeah. but at present, yeah, I'm happy the way the things are going. The results are going the right way, so I can get away with it.
Lots of people driving home from the Amex tonight, Bobby. Over 27,000 people here today, the best crowd of the season. Well, what's your message to those fans?
Yeah, just keep coming. You know, they make so much difference, and people don't realise, and fans don't realise how much difference they make in terms of being behind their team. When they're on the team's back, it doesn't help. And, you know, if you're a supporter, support the team through thick and thin. And like I say, you know, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a hard season, and we just want to get promotion. The fans want to get promotion, so you know, ultimately get behind us, and they have been, and they've been brilliant, and turning up in their thousands is a massive help.
What would that mean, Bobby? Getting promotion?
Yeah, it'd be special. Obviously, the club haven't been there, but everything's there. Everything's set up, ready for promotion. The grounds, training grounds, everything. The way the club's run. So it's literally just down to us guys to do the job and put the club where it deserves to be.
And is that really a passion that's really burning you? I mean, that was.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I mean, it'd be a dream, you know, to help the club that I certainly love to get to the Premier League.